And now to gas prices. You may have noticed they continue to go up and up and up. This week, the national average is about $3.05 a gallon. Here in L.A., we're seeing anywhere from $3.50 to $3.75. The government says despite the high prices, demand over the summer is expected to be strong. We asked some people in Los Angeles if they were planning to change their driving habits.
Hi, my name is Tim Lovell. You can't wait for gas prices to keep going up and up and up before you make a decision. You just have to make a decision. In my case, I'm turning in my Nissan Xterra for a hybrid.
Hi, my name is Kellen Medby. I'm limiting my coffee intake to, instead of 2 cups, I have 1 cup a day. So it saves that $3 there for my week of gas.
Ben Brown, I think gas prices as of right now are ridiculous. And some of the things that we've been doing now, just like carpooling and just riding around a lot with my friend who has a hybrid car.
My name is Kevin Calhoun. Used to drive to Vegas. Don't do that anymore.
To help us understand the big picture of what's happening with gas prices, we turn now to Vijay Vaitheeswaran of The Economist magazine. He joins us now from Boston. Welcome to the program, Vijay.
It's good to be here.
It seems like every summer for the last few years, we reach this point that gas prices are higher than ever. We're told they're going to keep going up. What's happening now?
It does seem like deja vu all over again, doesn't it? There is oil in the world. There isn't a crisis overseas in the Middle East. We even have pretty good gasoline inventories in America. But the refineries that need to convert petroleum into gasoline, some of them are down for maintenance. Some of them are down for other reasons. And so there's a little bit of a transition period. I actually think that we're going to see prices ease, but with a very big but. A lot depends on what happens in the Gulf of Mexico with the hurricanes.
You would think that the oil companies might have figured it out by now, that maybe just as we head into the summer driving season, that wouldn't be the best time.
There's a seasonality to how the oil industry does maintenance, and there's a lag time between when oil is refined, it gets through the inventory system, and ultimately gets to market. So it does actually make sense to get the gasoline part of the infrastructure properly maintained in springtime. And similarly, you know, in the wintertime, the refineries gear up to make heating oil. The markets, not only in the U.S., but the refineries, but the global markets, they tend to look ahead a season or two, whereas consumers obviously just walk out and buy gasoline or heating oil based on what you and I need today.
We heard a few moments ago from some people who say they're changing their habits because of the high gas prices. They, of course, were here in Los Angeles. What about elsewhere? Any sense that consumption habits will change?
There's some evidence that prices of the last few years, not just of this week or last week, are having an impact. We are seeing weaker sales for the big SUVs, when we've, of course, seen cars like the Toyota Prius do very well in the marketplace. But I have to say, it hasn't been that powerful. We don't like giving our money to oil companies, but we like our lifestyle enough that we'll keep doing it.
There's a piece of legislation that's making its way through the Senate right now that would raise fuel efficiency standards to an average of 35 miles per gallon. Any sense that the current prices will affect what's going on in Congress?
What Congress is looking at is a longer-term attempt to try to encourage fuel economy, especially from cars from Detroit. Historically, the big cars made by GM and Ford have tended to lag what the Japanese imports have had, a better record on fuel efficiency. Another reason I think that Congress is looking at fuel economy standards is most economists would say gasoline tax or carbon tax is the better way to do it. That's how Europeans and Japanese have pursued their energy policies. In America, the word tax is a four-letter word. So they're looking into sort of heavy-handed regulations that would tell car companies how they need to raise their fuel economy instead.
Vijay Vaitheeswaran of The Economist magazine, thank you.